And, okay, we're talking about dogs. Yeah, this bird, if you're warning somebody about a dog, you might say you better watch out for him. He might.
March.
Yeah, because yesterday he
bit somebody.
Okay. He's a lot of people.
Bit him.
Alright. Talking about a herd of cattle, what do you call the male animals?
The bull.
Can you remember having never been told that that was not a polite word to use in mixed company?
No.
Have you ever heard of a situation years ago in which that was the case?
No.
Alright, and the animal that gives milk, you just call that?
Cat.
Yeah. What about the animals that you would use to plow a field? You might use?
Mules.
Or another really massive animal that would...
Oxen. Mm-hmm. They never used them around here, I don't think. Or if they did, it's been a long time. I heard my grandfather talk about, having a yoke of oxen and working them.
Mm-hmm. You said a yoke of oxen, how many is that?
Two.
Or if you had two mules, what would you call them?
Pair of mules.
Okay. Would the team do that?
I guess it would, but I've heard of a team, but I don't know. I'm not sure of the number, but I think it'd be more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether it'd be more than two or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that.
No, that's fine. I guess talking about cattle, a small one, you would call that a
calf.
Yeah. Do you distinguish between them? Do you have different names for male and female calves?
No.
Like bull and heifer calves or something like that.
So you hear heifer a lot. And I think heifer is a young female calf that's never had a calf or
something.
And I think she remains a heifer until she has a calf, unless she gets real old and she's just an old barren cow.
Say you have a cow and she's expecting a calf. You'd say that she's going to what?
Have a calf.
Any other expressions you've heard maybe associated with farmers or?
No,
drop the calf.
Drop the calf.
She's going to come to the pen. She's going to freshen or come fresh.
Never have heard those, I don't think.
All right, animals that you ride, you just call them?
Horses.
Mm-hmm. One would be a
horse.
What about the male, what do you call them?
Just a stud or a stud horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you ever hear people use the word stallion around here?
Occasionally. Mm-hmm. Probably as much as, maybe not quite as much, but some. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people might say
it's a stallion. Mm-hmm. Or probably studs, but more proper.
Mm-hmm. I've had fun. What about females? She would be
just a horse or a filly.
Do you ever hear people use the word mare?
Yeah, mare. That's what I meant. It's mare. And I think a filly is sort of like a heifer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, a mare. Sometimes.
Filly would be an unbred.
I think so. A younger one. Right.
Alright. This verb, you say you get on your horse and you begin to
ride.
Yeah, you got on it and you
rode.
Mm-hmm. You a lot today.
Ridden.
Alright. Hey, you can't stay on, you say you fell
off.
A little boy who wakes up in the morning and he's on the floor, he might say, well, during the night I must have
fallen off the bed.
Okay. Getting back to horses, the things that are on the bottom of their feet, you call them?
Hooves.
Okay, just one would be a
hoof.
Okay. What about the metal things that you put on the hoofs?
Horseshoes.
You ever played a game with those?
Mm-hmm. Pitching.
What did you say you were doing?
Pitching horseshoes.
Have sheep ever been raised in this part of the country?
Not much. Every once in a while somebody has some, but I think they were just had them more as a novelty. I don't know if anybody's ever raised them commercially.
Mm-hmm. What were they raising for?
They're native.